Welcome to Film School Radio, the on-air online showcase for the best in independent, documentary, and foreign films, every Friday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Pacific and online at filmschoolradio.com. I'm your host, Mike Kaspar. Director Jacqueline Joseph's fascinating documentary film tells a sweeping story about professional tennis players who all came together from all over the world to New York City to compete in the 2020 U.S. Open. Told from a captivating player's perspective, living and competing inside the secure bubble of the first live international sporting event held during some of the darkest days of the COVID pandemic. This groundbreaking event helped change the game, both on and off the court. The film again is called Love 2020. We're joined today by the director, Jacqueline Joseph. Jacqueline, welcome to Film School Radio.
Thank you for the invitation.
Thoroughly enjoyable documentary film. I will all remember 2020 for a lot of reasons, not the least of which was the pandemic and all of the attendant disruption in our lives and how all that played out. And in looking back on it, I really appreciate the way in which you approached this subject, the way that you went about telling the story. It's an inviting look at it. And rather than highlighting the worst of it, you highlight the courage of the athletes and all the people around the U.S. Open. So thank you for that. What inspired you to move forward on this particular project?
Well, it was a really unique time in New York City. I had been in New York City for the entire pandemic, starting during the winter and every day during the summer. And around this time, before the 2020 U.S. Open, there had been a lot of debate about what should happen with the 2020 U.S. Open. Should it take place? Should it not take place? This was also the summer when the Black Lives Matter protests started around the United States. And it just seemed like it was going to be a really unique event. And it could be fascinating to capture an insider's perspective on this moment in history, not just in New York, not just in the US and in tennis and sports, but really in the world as the first live international event held during the pandemic.
When did you decide that you wanted to do a film about this? So what's your first step forward in terms of making the film?
Had the idea for the film during the summer of 2020. So it was really a very last minute story idea, having followed the discussion around sports and the evolution of the pandemic in New York and around the world, and discussed the possibility of doing the film with a number of people who seemed very excited, and then reached out to some players once it was announced that the tournament would be taking place, because we wanted to get their perspective as insiders participating in the tournament, as well as their experiences before arriving in New York for the U.S. Open.
Oftentimes I talk with filmmakers and there's that aha moment when they have somebody that they really feel is going to be either a guide or a window into a world or whatever it might be. Because I would think that the director of the tournament, of the U.S. Open tournament, would have been a key person for you to have on board. Will you describe what it was that you really felt like, I've got something here that I can move forward with?
I think there are two pieces to that puzzle. Obviously, having the perspective and insights from Stacey Allister, who was there and shares those insights in the film, was really key to understanding what the experience was like. And then it was very important. We felt that this was an international event as well as a New York story. So when we were looking at players and choosing which players we wanted to be involved in the film, we wanted to get a very international perspective because COVID was a global pandemic. And obviously, securing the participation of players like Francis Tiafoe and Jamie Murray and Rohan Bopana, as well as Americans Bradley Klon and Christiane and Dita de Groot, the number one Paralympian, Stephen Houdé from France, and Yui Kamiji from Japan, because of the Paralympics and Olympics were going to be played in Japan, we felt really gave us a unique perspective on what was happening in their experiences.
And while this film, Love 2020, focuses on the U.S. Open, as you rightfully pointed out earlier, the Black Lives Matter protests were underway. The focus is on the tournament, but you certainly broaden out the perspective on the story being told. It gives the film a lot of depth. And that this is not some kind of advertisement for the U.S. Open as much as it is kind of the indomitable spirit of not only people in the athletic world, where that is a very, very powerful ally to be someone who doesn't give up, but it's also about the humanity involved in that period of time. So I think that's such an integral part of the story.
Absolutely. And I mean, this is a New York story with a global perspective. It's a tennis story and a sports story, but it's also a human story, which is what is always most compelling, I think, in a film. And in the end, it started out as a story about the US Open and the role and power of sports during unprecedented times. But with what transpired with Black Lives Matter during the summer leading up to the US Open and what occurred during the US Open itself, which even though there weren't fans on site, the event was broadcast live around the world. And so it ended up being the most activist Grand Slam tennis event, perhaps sporting event, in the world and in history. And we offer some perspective in the film to kind of contextualize that experience with what has happened in the past, not just in 1918, but with tennis and players in the past in the US Open. So it was really a pretty powerful moment.
I want to take a moment to talk about the history of tennis, especially the US Open. And I think it'd be fair to begin with Suzanne Longlin and the mark that she left on tennis in general, again, in U.S. tennis in particular, and also people like Arthur Ashe and others who are not only known for their tennis, but for their activism, Billie Jean King, among others, just at what a rich history this tournament has. Let's talk a little bit about that.
I mean, Arthur Ashe is someone who has had such an impact, not just on the game of tennis and sports in general, but transcended sports and tennis. And his name is obviously on Arthur Ashe Stadium at the US Open. And because of his impact on the court and off the court, we felt that really translated into what took place at the US Open. And Francis Tiafoe, who's one of the players featured in the film, and he's a terrific guy, a phenomenal tennis player, and an incredible human being. And what he did during that summer and at the 2020 US Open, which we show in the film, and what he's continued to do on and off the court, I think is inspirational and very reminiscent of the impact that Arthur Ashe had as well.
I couldn't agree more. I did see on one of those 30 for 30s, I think on ESPN, his backstory of where he came from, how he got to where he did. Talk about resiliency, talk about determination. That's a great story in and of itself. But there are others. As you mentioned, in the Paralympics, we see the champions, the people who were excelled in their sport in so many different ways, excelled as human beings as well. It's just wonderful to see that part of the story, which we don't often get this kind of a longer look, more of an arc to their story in this film than you often see.
Yes. I mean, Dita De Groot from the Netherlands, who's the number one wheelchair tennis player, is having an incredible streak of success starting in the past few years, 2020 and continuing now. And Yui Kamiji, who just won the doubles again at Wimbledon and number two player in the world. And Stefan Hude, who's a multiple gold medalist at the Paralympics and excited, obviously, for the event in Paris this year. Their experiences and their success on and off the court and the impact they've had, not just on tennis and wheelchair tennis, but within their countries and globally, is something we felt was really important. And this was the 2020 US Open, the first event for the wheelchair tennis players during 2020. So it was pretty significant for them as well. I also wanted to mention that when we're talking about players who have an impact on and off the court, we were really impressed with the experience that Rohan Bopanna has had in India and what he has done both in the past at the US Open and continues to do, and what he's accomplished this year, becoming world number one, winning the Australian Open doubles at the age of 43, becoming number one at the age of 44, and what he's done in the past and what he's with the relationship between India and Pakistan and having a Pakistani doubles partner, and what he's doing for the next generation of kids and tennis players in India is incredible. So we wanted to share that story about impact.
I want to remind our listeners, we're speaking with the director, Jacqueline Joseph, of this wonderful documentary film called Love 2020. And you can go to Love, L-O-V-E, 2020film.com to find out more about it. It is going to be playing at the Angelika Film Center in New York City on August 19th, 20th, and 21st. It'll also be available on Amazon's on demand starting on August 23rd. Is another part of why I mentioned Arthur Ashe as kind of being just sort of his story, his life, his legacy being a part of, big part of the story. Naomi Osaka and what we see from her in the film, it's easy to understand her story now. We have some context a few years down the road. Now here we are in 2024. And we see what a sensitive and accomplished woman she is, how attuned she is to the world around her. And I don't know how old she was in 2020, but she was a very young woman. And the fact that she took on the role that she obviously didn't, no one told her she had to. I just love her now that she's kind of back playing competitive tennis. I root for her for a lot of reasons. She's a great athlete, but just there's so much to like about her.
Absolutely. I mean, Naomi Osaka is not just a phenomenal tennis player and has accomplished a tremendous amount already at a relatively young age on the court with four Grand Slam titles. But what she did at the 2020 US Open in terms of showing her support for what was transpiring with Black Lives Matter is something we wanted to shine a light on. And I think that in the film, it's really fascinating to get the perspective from Yui Kamiji, who's from Japan, and the reaction, not just in the US, but in Japan, to what Naomi Osaka was doing, as well as the response from around the world to what took place during the 2020 US Open that she had globally, because of the message that was broadcast on TV all over the world, which shows not just the power of sports, but the power and the impact that tennis has on the world as really an incredibly global sport. And the fact that the superstars in tennis are also global superstars. And for a long time, women's professional tennis has been the most successful, biggest international professional sport for women.
Yeah.
And there were a number of historic things that took place again during the 2020 US Open with respect to women and female tennis players. And we contextualize that with historically, as you mentioned, Suzanne Lenglen and others. And that's why the tournament became so much more than just the first live international sporting event held during the pandemic.
And the US Open was the first of the majors where equal money for the men's and women.
Yes. Tennis was a bit of a pioneer, but the US Open was the first to offer equal prize money. And that was celebrated last year, I believe. It's something that, you know, what they always talk about, when you see it, you can believe it and you can realize that it's possible. And that was just one of many instances when professional tennis has had a groundbreaking impact off the court by things that took place at a tennis tournament.
Well, Billie Jean King and Bobby Briggs kind of set in motion a lot of, I would say it was more overhyped and more noise, but it was the cultural impact and the lingering impact of men and women and where they should be in terms of pay and attention and all the rest of it in terms of broadcasting. And now we're seeing here in the U.S. an explosion at the WNBA attention being brought on that sport.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's phenomenal what's happening in other professional female sports besides tennis. As you mentioned, you look at the WNBA and what's happening in 2024. I think it's an incredible moment for them and well deserved. I'm a big basketball fan as well. And I think, you know, connecting back to the US and the fact that the US Open takes place at Billie Jean King National Tennis Center on Arthur Ashe Stadium Court, those two pioneers who were tennis players and had incredible impact, potentially a greater impact off the court and continuing to this day, is something that we wanted to highlight. And they continue to inspire tennis players and other athletes and non-athletes alike.
There's so much to like about the film Love 2020, and you can go to love2020film.com to find out more about the film, where it'll be screening. Just enjoy it. It's just a fun watch. And I'm so thankful that you made the film. There's so much about it. As I said, it's sort of the ripple effect of what is talked about in the film, the resonant effect, going back to the pandemic, the trouble that we all went through, the challenges, I should say, that we all went through, is contextualized in this film. And I really enjoyed it a lot. And in the last couple of minutes that I have with you, I want to touch on one of the players in the film. We mentioned him earlier about his impact on the court and off the court, and that would be Francis Tiafoe. Let's talk a little bit about him.
Francis is a phenomenal tennis player, and he's one of the rare athletes who shines on the big stage, literally and figuratively. Yeah. And he showed that when he played Carlos Alcaraz at the 2024 Wimbledon Championships. But he also showed that, figuratively speaking as well, and literally when he played in an empty stadium on Arthur Ashe Stadium Court during the 2020 U.S. Open, both the impact he had with his tennis, but things we showcase in the film about the impact that he had off the court, which was shown and broadcast around the world.
Absolutely.
Bradley Klon talks about the impact of and the spirit of the crowd in New York. And really, that's a bit of a metaphor for New York City.
Yes.
And the comeback of New York City, which I think the 2020 U.S. Open played an important part in providing hope and inspiration to not just New Yorkers, but people around the world as well.
I agree. Well, thank you. Thank you so very much, Jacqueline Joseph, director of Love 2020. Thank you so very much.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Film School Radio, the on-air online showcase for the best in independent documentary and foreign films. You can find out more about the program at filmschoolradio.com. I'm your host, Mike Kaspar. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next week with another edition of Film School Radio.